Okay. A story is told of a soldier who was doing sentry duty. He was watching and saw a person that was walking. Apparently he was unauthorized to walk. He called out, "Halt, stop." The person, who apparently was drunk, didn't even hear him, continued walking. And again the soldier said, "Halt," but the person continued walking. And at this time he's a bit frustrated and he started yelling. And he said, "As a soldier of the Tsar Nikolai, I command you, halt!" But the person, Nebuchadnezzar, was sicker, didn't hear that either. And he started hitting him. The soldier started hitting this drunkard. But little did he realize that there was a higher ranking officer that was close by. And he wanted to court-martial him. "Why are you hitting him? Don't you realize that he's drunk and whatever you say he doesn't hear?" So the soldier with great tamimus answered, "When someone hears the word Nikolai, even a drunken has to sober up, and even a sleeping person has to wake up." I once read this story in one of the Musas for him, and I thought it's a very appropriate, a very important psicha to this Chodesh Elul that has begun this evening. Even if a person, Chalila, is busy a whole year running around, he's completely caught up with Havli Olam Hazeh. Even if Chalila, a person a whole year, doesn't stop and think Cheshbayna Shalaylam, doesn't think about the Rivayna Shalaylam, or like one Gadol, one European Rav once told me, in America, Mimachta Lebin, or Bemalefnish, we don't live with the Eibishter, we don't live Taira Mitzvahs. And even if this goes on a whole year, and people lie there in a certain sense, Hashikurim v'loy miyayin, but when we hear the word Elul, when we hear the Shaifa that calls out, Ur Yishena Mishinaschem, when we hear the Baskel that the Svarim HaKadoshim say, we're supposed to hear in these days of Elul, of Shuvu Vonim Shaivavim, every person, any person, Pashlofen, every person has to wake up. And you know something, Rabbi Isai? This is the way it always was. This is the way Eden always lived in these Yomim Nairayim. When it came Elul, people were different, people lived different, people spoke different, people acted different, people davened different, people learned different. I once heard from Rav Simcha Shevtzichar in Lebracha. He said, "Mafleg Zogin in Zayin Shtetl, as the fish hobin getzitit in Elul, even the fish tremble in awe of the days of Elul." My Rebbe Zayin Gizan told me a different nusach in his shtetl. He used to say, "I feel the vent hobin zich geshakul, even the walls shook in fear and trepidation of the upcoming Yomim Leirayim." So I was thinking, it's interesting, every shtetl felt Elul. Some saw the fish and some saw the walls, but people were totally different when they heard the word Elul. And the word Elul wasn't just a call, but the word Elul changed people. The word Elul had a profound impact on a person's daily life. Rabbi Yisrael, in his famous letter, writes, "Kol ish achzasei falotzeis mikoyel akoyre kodesh Elul," from the call of Elul, "Hacharada hazois nasis peria v'skarvel v'aydosa yisbarach." People didn't just wake up. People started to live. People started to live differently. Elul, the word Elul, was a wake-up call that yielded great results. And I want to tell you, I heard from an Adria, someone who was there, who was together with the Miri Yeshiva when they were in Shanghai. And it's them as Kedai to chap those Eden that were there, the unbelievable, unbelievable Hashkacha Pratis, Nisim Goloyim that they had. So this, he was then a Bach, today he's a Chash of Rosh Hashiva. He said there was one time that they were bombing Shanghai, it was the middle of the war, and a bomb exploded right next to the yeshiva. And the Bachim were visibly shaken, because that meant that perhaps in another moment the bomb would blow up the yeshiva literally. And they realized that their life is hanging on a thread. And you could feel the pachad, the aima, and it was a quiet, it was a hushed silence. So Rav Chatzko, the Malach HaLekim, who guided the yeshiva through these most troubled times, went over to the bima and gave a shmooze. And he said one word. He patched on the bima and he said, Elo. It happened to be Chodesh Elo. And this Rav Shiva said, immediately, instantaneously, the learning resumed with the same intensity. That was the word El. That was what the word El, not long ago, the impact that it had, that a person was living with Sakanas Maves Mamish, but it's El Madaf Lenin. The Zoya Kaddish Taicha, the Pasuk in Parshki Seite, Uvachza Savia Ves Ima Yerech Yomim, Do Yarechad El. That's what El is about, a time, a month that we have become closer to Avinu Sheba Shemayim. El is not a nayazach. It's not only for Balei Musa. El, the Zoya says, the pasuk in the Torah. And as you know, the Svardim already start saying slichas. El, people were different. And like the Chayodim in Klal Kuflamet Ches writes, Me'eit nivchanu la'om. Since we're a nation, these are Yemei Ratzoin. Mufchar u'muchan b'chal shana v'shana in Tavshin and Tes. This Gewaldige Yemei Ratzin is Misoira as Teshuva. And that's what El, that's what the meaning of the word El, of Chodesh El, is all about. I'm always amazed. It's a shmoosh for itself. The way the Bach in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the way he teaches the word El, a most appealing, an enticing way of describing El. He says, V'ikke asmachta mikro, there's an asmachta to Elul, anila doidi v'doidi li rashatavis Elul. Think about those words. What is Elul? What is the mahus of Elul? Anila doidi v'doidi li, that gewaldige kirvis aleikim, the gewaldige ahava. And then he adds, the soifei teveis is 40, the four yuds. On these 40 days that start this evening and culminate the end of Yom Kippur, are days of anila doidi v'doidi li, and a year that has a spark of ahavas Hashem, a funct of ahavas Hashem, should realize the school of these days. Days that are b'cheftza anila doidi, I am to the Eibishter, and we call the Eibishter doidi, our beloved v'doidi li. And as if that's not enough, the Bach continues. It's not only a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that alludes to the beauty, to the goddess of Elul. But it's actually merumas in a pasuk in the Torah, Umol Hashem olekecha es levavcha ve'es levav zarecha. Es levavcha ve'es levav, again, is Rosh Etevis Elul. You know what that is? You know what that teaches us and shows us what Elul is? That the Eibishter to Kaviyachol is Mol es levaveinu ve'es levav zarecha. The Eibishter is helping us become better Yidden. I once gave a mashal. I think it's a beautiful mashal. It's a very perfect mashal. Today we hear people have a bypass, triple bypass, even more. What is a bypass? A person has a heart, which of course is the Eva, that Kol HaChayim is Tolui Bo. He can't live without a heart, but it gets clogged, it gets stuffed, and often they catch it that he has days to live unless they unclog the arteries, they remove what's stuffing it, what the stoppage, and after that, the mechaya, the person could live and live and live. But if he has that blockage, he could die any moment. You know what the Bach is telling us, which is not the Bach's Kiddush, it goes till the earlier Gedolim. That's what's happening in Chodesh Elul. A yid goes a whole year, and Vinishvi, the person does a various. We just said yesterday the Vidi of Amnissim Goyen, how he wrote about himself that he can't even enumerate, he can't count his Averis. So what should we say? An Averis causes a Timtum Aleid. It causes a blockage that a person needs a triple bypass, literally, simply to survive. And that's up to Bach, is the Mahos of Chodesh Elul. When the Eibishter Kaviyachol, that Avinu Avirachamon, becomes our private surgeon, and he's maftiach us Umol Hashem Olekecha Es Levavcha Ve'es Levav Zarecha. He cleanses, he purifies, he lifts up our heart, our closeness to him, and that's what happens every Elul. Tonight already is Aleph Elul. Are we living different? Are we davening different? Are we talking different? Is our Shmiras HaLashon any better in this month, in this phenomenal Chodesh of Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li? Or Chalila, are we worse than Amolaga fish? Amolaga fish have been getzitit in Elul, and what kind of problem do we have in Elul? But you know, I once heard from a Erba Chayid, when I asked him this question, he says, what could you do? America's different. People are different. We live in a Goyish Welt, in an alien society. And we're Mushba. We don't have Pachar of Amo. We don't have the Tzitta of Amo. Nu, I hope that this will be Niskabel and Shemayim. But I think I have a different way of looking at Chodesh Elul. A different way of hearing the Kol Kaira, the Kol Kaira of Elul. And this way, every person, even in this dar, even a yid that fashlofa negantiar, even a yid that shikurim v'loy miyayin, that's so busy making a living he has no time to live, but he could take l'maisa, to put it l'maisa, this chodesh elul. Let's use the same muscle, but let's reconstruct it somewhat. Imagine a person who did something very beneficial for his country, and he got the unbelievable reward that the Tsar himself promised, that one day, and a specific day, and a specific hour, the Tsar himself will deliver personally to him, to this farmer, a hein rav, a treasure. So you can imagine, in Gashmias, this is Yesh Koinai Lama Bishara. The Tsar visits his home, his farm, the covet, the gedula is unparalleled, and he's going to become a millionaire. Literally, it's an opportunity, once of a lifetime opportunity. And he gets ready, he counts the days and counts the hours, and finally the day comes, the Yom HaNichsof. But he's only a farmer. So what does a farmer do when he's so happy? He takes a drink. Not a drink of soda, you know what I mean? And one drink leads to the other. And it comes the moment, the exact moment that the Tsar is knocking on his door, and the Tsar knocks on the door, and he's already begilufin, and the Tsar says, open up, this is the Tsar, I have the treasure for you. He doesn't know from Tsars, he doesn't know from treasures. He's a shikha, he's shikha v'ilayit. And the Tsar is surprised. How could a person, where is he? Is he sleeping? Did he go out of town? He wouldn't dream, he wouldn't believe that somebody would be a shikha. And the Tsar is a bit upset, and he says, if you don't open now, you're losing it all. So you think about chaval, chaval, chaval. What a tragedy. What a tragedy. A person wasted the opportunity of a lifetime. Mamish, he wasted a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Tragic. That's a chor b'noira. But you know, Taira Boisai, you know what I think is even more sad? You know what I believe is even more tragic? Because all too often, Lida Lida, all too often, we are the Nimso. We, Klal Yisro, are the Nimso. You look into Chazal, and I once said in the Rishonim, the Poiskim, I'm not talking about the Sifrei Kabbalah, which I don't look, but in the Rishonim and the Poiskim, the Eifshel Lefartam Ki Rabim Heim, the unusual school of the Siyata Dishmaya, the Atzlacha that this Chodesh Elul brings every single Yid. We just said the Bach, the Chayodam. Just think about Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. Just think about that unusual kirvas alaikim. Just think about what it means, the Abish that cleans our hearts. Habol etayim esayin, I say. And I could go on and on. But each day in El is a Hoin Rav. When the Eibush the Kaviyachu comes to us and says, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. And we see l'halacha. The Darkitshuva, the Aruch HaShulchan say that many people are makbid not to get married Soif Chaydish. But, he says, when it comes Elul, people get married a whole Chaydish. Because every single day in Elul is Yimei Yotzin, a special day. And this is what Elul is, and this is what the call of Elul should mean to us. Rabbi Zangezun, when he speaks about the Yomim Neroyim, he often says it's Yomim Nifloyim. And that's what it is. That's really Ogetaych what it is, Yomim Nifloyim. And then as the days go on, after these Yomim Nifloyim, the Yomei Elul, the Kedushas Hayomim, the Skulas Hayomim increase and intensify. We think about Rosh Hashanah. What is Rosh Hashanah? It's not just dipping the apple in the honey. Chazal use one word that touches up the mahus of Elul, and we say it tomorrow in the next Chodesh and Davening. L'davar Hashem Oiri. If there's one thing that is Oir, that is Lichtigkeit, that is mahus, it's Atzmi, is Lichtigkeit, Chazal said, L'davar Hashem Oiri, Oiri Zeh Rosh Hashanah. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. It's a Lichtigkeit that's unparalleled in Agans Yor. And I guess you realize if you live a chodesh of ani l'doidi v'doidi li, if you live a month where the Eibishter cleanses us, u'mol Hashem alikecha es levavcha ve'es levav zarecha, then it's easy to realize that the lichtigkeit that we get out from Rosh Hashanah. But then it goes on and it gets even bigger and bigger. You know, who doesn't know the mashal, the famous mashal of the king that was inaccessible, nobody could get near him. But once a year he had a minig, he would get dressed like a peasant, and he would go in a city, and whoever would find him, would talk to him, would ask him, would request, it would immediately, the king would give him whatever he wanted. And we all know that's the famous marshal, but you know, it's not just a famous marshal. It's not just a nice story. That's the metzias of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Dirshu Hashem Behimatzi, Karu B'yoysei Karav, and the Gemara Shani Yudches says, what does that mean? Are there really days that Hashem is Matzi, Hashem is Karav? Zokti Gemara, yes. Eilu Aseres Yom Meshabein Rashon B'yom Kippurim. These are days that the Eibishter is here, that we're living Kaviyachol with the Eibishter. We're living Mamish together with Bayre Yoylam. You know, the Paiskim say, the Shulchan Aruch says that even if a whole year we don't have specific chumras, but on Seres Yimei Tshuva, we should be more machmer. In Paspalter, in Chalavakum, other chumras, and even if you're not going to keep it a ganz year. So it always bothers me, who are you fooling? For 10 days you're not going to eat Paspalter and Chalavakum, and then comes Matzi and Kippur, you're back to the old minig. Are you fooling the Rabbeinu Shalom? What's the point in this? I once heard from Don Segel, I think it's the Pashat of Shas. Some things we do perhaps might be acceptable. Maybe tolerable is a better word. But you could get away with something that you do. But if you're standing in front of the king, if you're Oymer B'fnei HaMelech, that's different. You have to act differently when you're in Paltar and Shal Melech. Aseret Yimei Tshuva Chazal tied up. Dirshu Hashem B'Matzi Karu B'Yosei Karav. The Eibishter is Matzu, the Eibishter is Karay. When you're standing in front of the Eibishter, you have to be different. You're not fooling anybody, but you're acting the way you should be acting in these Heilugateg. And that's what Aseres Yimei Tshuva is, days of Lefnei Hashem Titaru. And then comes Yom Kippur, the climax, which Chazal say Yomim Yoytaru V'loy Echad Mehem, that there are 365 days in the year, but to the Eibishter has only one day. The one day the Eibishter has is Yom Kippur. And then comes Sukkot, Havieina Melech Hadorai, B'tzilei Chamarti, the Ashafti, Zeh Sukkot, Chazal Taich. Then the Ahava becomes more apparent. And then the climax of it all is Shmini Atzeres, when the Ahava to the Eibishter has to us is so intense that Kaviyachol the Eibishter says, Kosh Alai Pidaschem. And this all begins from Chodesh Elul. This all is possible if we have a Chodesh Elul. If we hear the Kol Koira Elul. Do you ever walk in from a darkness and you walk into a brilliantly lit room? What happens when there's such a contrast from dark, total darkness to a brilliant light? A person, you can't see. It's almost blinding for a moment. Rabbi Zion Gesund once said, that's the Mei Elul. Rosh Hashanah is oil. Rosh Hashanah is Azal Lichtigkeit. But you can't just fall into Rosh Hashanah. It's too light. It's too brilliant. Chalila, a person could be blinded from the Kedusha. He won't see the Kedusha. So you need the days of Elul, the as a hachana, to prepare for that Groysa or for that Lichtigkeit. And that's an hachana for Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur and Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. And this is the next 40 days. This is this bench, this tooth of the year. This is what's in front of us. And the question is, are we ready for this? Are we ready to have an Elul V'Yizdav Kazayin? If we can't sit there from Elul, shouldn't we at least be excited? The simcha that we have such an opportunity. But I think there's more, I think, that we could really put l'maisa. Rabbi Zion Gesund once spoke in by before the Tekiyas and Rosh Hashanah. So he said, we know Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Hadin, it's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin. But the Pella is the same Gemara and the same Amid says, Ab Yoisi Oima Adam Nidan Bechol Yoim. Every day there's a Mishpat. Some say Bechol Shah. So the Kash of the Mepharshim asks, so what's the big deal of Rosh Hashanah? Adam Nidan Bechol Yoim, Adam Nidan Bechol Shah. If there's such a din every day, so why is Rosh Hashanah such a big adilla? So he said, which is really the Pashat of Pshat, and the Farshim say, it's true. Both are emes. There's a din b'chol yoyim, and there's a din b'Rosh Hashanah. But there's one tremendous, tremendous nafkamina. Every day, the mishpat is, basically, you have gezunt and panasa and chokhma and atzlocha, and the mishpat is: will there be more, a little less? But the din on Rosh Hashanah is totally different. And his lashon he used these English words: comes Rosh Hashanah, our term has ended, our lease has expired, and now we're all bankrupt. In other words, everything that we have, we think we have a whole year. The basics, life, gezunt, panasa, was till Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, a person has nothing. He's muchzik in nothing. It's not a question, a little more, a little less, but it's a question, will there be life, will there be panasa, will there be gezunt? And you know something? That's the pashtus of the whole mahalach in Rosh Hashanah. A person can be gezunt, but we all cry, mi yichya, mi yomus. Because we realize that's what's happening in Rosh Hashanah. A person can be an oisha nifla. He can have stocks and bonds and assets. But he also cries, mi yayash, mi yayani. Because now he realizes he has nothing. Let me put that a little clearer. Anything and everything that we look forward to, that we want, in Tavshin Samach Habo Aleinu L'Toiva, is all tali in these Yamim Nisloyim. Because at that point, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we have to bet from the Snai everything. Our term, our lease has expired. And he told me afterwards, he thought of a pshat, but that's really the pashat of pshat, what we say, Kedalim b'churashim d'afakim d'lasecha. Like poor people, we knock on your door. So it doesn't only mean in Ruchnius how terribly lacking we are in our Torah, in our mitzvahs, that we're like dalim and rashim. But it means in Gashmius, in Gezunt, in Panosa, in Nachas. Don't we all say, the Eibush is choysei chayim l'chol chay? We don't just say that when you reach 90 years old or when a person's very sick. Because every person is aware, or should be aware, that this is what the din of Rosh Hashanah is. And I once added to this, Yisila Halacha, how poshut this mahalach is. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Ches says a very surprising, almost a modna halacha. If you see a chava after 30 days, you make the bracha shechianu. But if you see a chava that you didn't see for 12 months, you make a bracha baruch mechaya mason. It's not just you make a joke mechaya mason, but you make a bracha b'shem u'malchis baruch ata Hashem elokeinu melech haolam mechaya mason. When Azai state in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Chafei Sivalev, and the poskim deal with the question why we don't say this today, but this is halacha lemaisa midin hagemara v'Shulchan Aruch, and it's almost a galechta. You didn't see a chav, he went to learn in Eretz Yisrael, and you see him took his time. You didn't see him for a whole year, so you get up, you make a bracha mechaya mesa. It's insulting. What, you think I was sick? Was I dying? Did I have a tchias amesim? Did I have a nest? You want to make a shechianu is one thing, but mechaya hamesim, was he dead? Zoktem Hashon in bracha and that sugya. The bracha is very appropriate. The bracha is very meaningful because he went through a whole year. He went through a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when at that point he didn't have life, he had nothing, and he lived till the next Rosh Hashanah. He lived through a mishpat of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That was a tchias amazing. And it's so meduyuk if you realize that that's really the din in Rosh Hashanah. The din in Rosh Hashanah is not just better life or a little shvacha life, but the din in Rosh Hashanah is life itself. And I must admit, I heard this and I heard that and I saw the mashah all in one tkufa, but it was hard to put l'maisa. You hear it, you believe it, but you know it's like a good schmooze. The next year, the next Rosh Hashanah, believe me, I saw the amitis of this whole rayon. I saw the amitis kedalim b'chirashim. I saw the amitis of what the dinner Rosh Hashanah was on Rosh Hashanah gufa. And it's not that I was more dehoibin. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. But I was walking to yeshiva. It was Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. It was a quiet weekend morning. I went early. I was in between Barapak and Flatbush going to the yeshiva. And I'm walking, and someone called me, "Come over here." I took one look at him, and I almost fainted from pachad the way he looked. He was obviously drugged up. So I started walking quickly. And he took out a gun. He said, "Don't walk or else I'm going to shoot you." And it was a real gun, and it was loaded. What did I do? What could I do? To run away. I realized he was sure he was mamish, you could see. So a chava like this I didn't need, but he put his hand around me and he started saying, "Give me your money." I said, "I'll tell you the truth. Today is the Sabbath, it's a holiday, we don't carry money." "Okay, so give me your watch." I told him, "It's the Sabbath, we don't carry a watch." "Fine, so give me your wallet." And he was talking totally incoherently, and you see that he was drugged up, obviously. And he asked for this and that, and then he starts talking kol nevolah sheba'olam. And I don't know why I was zeicha, but after all this, he said, "Okay, take care, cuz." I don't know why I was zeicha to become his cousin, but this is what he said. And this lasted probably around 7-8 minutes. And do you know what I was thinking in those 7-8 minutes? A person is mukhzik in nothing. He could be gesund, and he could have culture, and he could be healthy, and he could be young, but in a second, a person's life is dependent on a crazy drug addict. I realized then how emes it is, and Rosh Hashanah gufa, that it's only the Eibishter that's chayse chayim l'chol chay. I remember thinking at that time, I wasn't listening to his drasha, obviously, but my whole life, my family, my osid, was totally in the pull of a trigger. And then I realized, kedalim l'chirashim d'fak, when I came to yeshiva, of course I benched goymel, but I realized what it means, kedalim l'chirashim d'fak n'zvasecha. And I want to tell you, and that's why I'm here tonight, even if you're not, quote, zoicha, to be mugged on Rosh Hashanah morning, but that's the Metzius. That's the mitzvah of these yomim nifloyim. Our term expired, our lease ended, we're all bankrupt. And you know, not long ago a person could think he's mugzig and gesund. But leider, in our dar, when that machlim and meres, that plague that's particularly plaguing our kehila, Klal Yisrael, that claims lives of young people, of children, any bar seichel knows we're not mugzik and gesund anymore. Nobody's mugzik and nobody's guaranteed. And not long ago, when the economy was stable, when a person was financially stable, he could rest assured that the money he had would remain. But you look at the economy today, and it's literally money is here today, gone tomorrow. People, not long ago, you had children, and you sent them to yeshiva, and you gave them a good chinuch, and you were guaranteed to have nachas. But if you know what's going on in the yeshivas today, with the problems of chinuch, rachmanu l'tzlan, with the tzaris of the teen dropouts, that mamash a cancer that's destroying our Yiddish kinder, you realize you're not guaranteed in chinuch, you're not guaranteed in panos, you're not guaranteed in life. And in every cold of a toiv, we could say with very simple reality, here today, gone tomorrow. And leider, maybe it's a toiva for us in a certain sense. Today we see b'chush, Kedalim ucherashim nefaknu d'lasecha. And I want to tell you, you should know, I know it's a very sobering thought, and it's almost a frightening thought. And I was thinking, maybe not to say it, it's not my type, it's, this is not my way of talking. But then I saw a Gemara. I saw a Rambam. That not only did I feel that it's important to say, but it's almost uxorious not to say. Because this is our biggest hatzlacha. This is our biggest bracha to realize what these young Nifloyim really are. You know, many years ago, I still remember it, I saw a letter written by the Panovich Mashkiach of Chaim Friedlander, Zichrono Livracha. I saw lately it's printed in his Sefer Sifrei Chaim, Chelek Aleph. He was a gevaldige baal machshava, and in the prime of his life, he was stricken with Yana Machla, and he wrote a letter which circulated throughout all the yeshivas. And he really spoke about a Gemara. It was mamash a pasha de Gemara, but it made a gevaldige reishim then. And every time I see it, I think it's the proper hachana to the Yom HaDin. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, says, Kol shana sherasha b'tchilasai mis'asheres b'soifa. A year that at the beginning was poor ends up being a very successful, a very rich year. And Gemara brings a pasuk. So the obvious kasha is, what does that mean? We have to be poor in Rosh Hashanah? We have to give up our money? What does that mean that if someone is poor in the beginning of the year, he has a wealthy, he has a slachadik a year? So Rashi teaches, Sheyisrael oisin atzmoy kerushim b'Rosh Hashanah. Yidden feel their rushim. Yidden realize and feel their poor. L'dabes achnunim v'utfila ki'inyin shenema the pasuk in Mishlei tachnunim yidaber rush. Not that we have to be poor financially, but we have to realize, I guess we could use that pasuk, Kedalim ucherashim dafatim b'lasecha. And then he writes in this letter, which is the positive shot, the Ganat, I thought it was the same shot, Rab Yitzchak nosan lanu eitza lizchais b'gzar din shel shefer bracha latzais es atzmai kirash ledabes achanunim utfila. The eitza, the hatzlacha, the bracha, the yeshua, to be zeichen, the yomim leroyim, is to feel your arash. Bia adava, sha'odem yovin ziyavila atzmai, shekol tzrochav bishana chadasha. Everything that will happen in Tafshin Sana Chabolein Letoiva, Mikotan Viad Godel, Midi Yoim B'Yoimai, not only generally, but daily, every prat, every trit and snit, Nigza Olav B'Yoim Zeh. Kloima Miregaza Ein Leiklum, V'Tzorach L'Kabal Es HaKol Michadash. This is not our problem. This is our Eitzah. To feel that at this point, Rosh Hashanah, we have nothing. And when I saw it, it hit me, this makes the Hemshech HaGemara so beautiful. This is also Gemara Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Amid Beis. And the other Gemara that Adam Nida in Rosh Hashanah is Tezayin Amid Aleph. And I realize it's such a beautiful Hemshech. The Gemara is not only giving us the problem, but the Gemara is providing us with the solution. The Metzius, whether we realize or not, is we're all bankrupt. Our term has expired, our lease has ended. And that's exactly the Gzar Din of Rosh Hashanah. And whether we're mugged or not, but that's the Metzius. And then the Gemara in Amud Beis gives us a solution. The Eitzah is Kol Shana, that a person feels like he has nothing. When he feels, when he realizes, when he lives with the realization that Kedalim Lucharashim Dafatnu D'Lasecha, that's the way to be Zeich in the Din. And then he goes on to say, which obviously he was speaking from his unfortunate experience, that a Yid that has Kol Tov, it's hard for him to feel this Cheshbin. But when someone's laying in the hospital, of course he was referring to himself, that everything he has is worth nothing. His atzlacha, his oisha, is all meaningless when a person is dying from yenem achla. And that's why I thought, avad, it's not my type to stand and scare people. But that's not the point. This is not our problem. This is our eitzah. This is our yeshua. This is our atzlacha. This thought is our salvation in these yomim nifloyim. That Rosh Hashanah is not just dipping the apple in honey, and Yom Kippur is not just clapping a chait and singing a freilich hanigin, but everything and anything that happens in Tafshin Samach to any person and every person in every age, no matter who he is all tali in these days. And then I realized, maybe if I wouldn't say it, that's achzorius. Because whether we realize or not, this is the importance of these yomim nifloyim, to take advantage of each and every day of achana. The Rambam in the Chustainis Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel says, if someone doesn't do tshuva, it's achzorius. You know, that's a very powerful word the Rambam uses, and I think the pshat is pashit. Isn't it achzorius? His life depends on his tshuva, and if he goes on business as usual, it's achzorius for him, for his family. He's being needed on quite the tag of his life. And all he does is he dips the apple in the honey. That's his Rosh Hashanah. And this is something that a person has to realize. This is the importance of these days, of these Yomim Nifloyim. Each one of us needs these Heiligeteg. I heard a story from a chaver of mine, a very chashev rav. He told the story of a Rav and Shul had a very shvacha kehila, and the mamish needed shock treatment. The mamish needed to be woken up. They were living without a cheshbin. So he realized that the only eitzah would be the chazal's eitzah of Yaskil or Yom Hamisa. So he got up and got fired the kedrasha. He said, "You should know, I hate to say this, but I want to tell you that every single person in this kehila, every man, woman, and child, will one day die and give a din v'cheshbin." And he was knocking, and there's a person sitting in front of him. He's laughing. So you think maybe he didn't hear straight. I repeat myself again: every person in this kehillah, regardless of his age, regardless of his stature, is going to die one day and give a din v'cheshbin. That person, the more he says, the more the person laughs. I can't understand. He tries a third time, and then he says, "I'm not even looking at that." He keeps on laughing, and they're fired. After the drush, he goes over to the person and says, "I said every person in the kill is going to die. Why were you laughing?" So the person says, "That's why I was laughing. I'm not from this kehillah. I'm not going to die." You know, it's a funny story, but it has a powerful message. We hear shmuzin on Elul, on Yom HaMeroyim, the importance of it. And our first impulse is, I'm not from that kehillah. I'm not like the Chavetz Chaim, I'm not in the Kach Starbis, but that's Achzorius. If a person doesn't take the bracha of these days, the school of these days, that's Achzorius. And that's why we see in the Chazal the importance of Elul. We can't afford to say, I'm not from Elul, I'm not an Elulnika. We can't afford to say, I'm not from those Eden. The Kotsky used to say, Al Tifnu El Alilim. He didn't mean not to use Elul. He meant that Agan Ziyadav Zayin Elul. But the Chalapachis Elul has to be Elul. Not to use properly these Yemei Elul is almost suicide. Here the Eibishter comes to us and knocks on our door and gives us Kol Tov and gives us the Yaita Dishmaya. And what are you doing with it? But you know the old Shaila, what's the Eitzel Lamaisa? How do you take El and make it work? You know, we Yidden, we cry when we say Berosh Hashanah Yikasevun, because we believe in Muna Shalema, that's when it all happens. That's when our faith, that's when our Hatzlacha is decided. We're Yidden that when we say Miyichya Miyamas, we know it applies to all of us. But how do you use these days? We Yidden that say three times a day Zacheinu L'chaim, because we realize that no one is muchzik in anything, and it's only the Chayse Chaim L'chol Chay that can give us these brachas. And we Yidden that say every day in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva Kasveinu B'Sefer Panasa V'Chalkala, because without the Eibishter we're bankrupt, our term and our lease has expired. The Kitzur, we Yidden that realize that Tavshin Samach depends on these 40 days. So why, Leida, don't we use the Elul properly? I once heard from a Yid, he's a very happy-go-lucky person. We're talking about Elul. He goes, ah, Elul, the flake zayin Elul. Today, it's Elul zichrein olivra. Tshuva, ah, flake zayin ha tshuva, but tshuva zichrein olivra. Achmono litzlon mihai daitacha. That's Achzorius. Because, again, whether we realize or not, whether we understand or not, but Tavshin Samach depends on these next 40 days. They say Rabbi Yisrael, when by the Seder night on Pesach, he chalished. So when they revived him, they asked him, what happened? So he said, I realize it's about Elul. Pesach, it's about Elul. That's not for us. And we're not supposed to faint on Elul. But shouldn't we at least be besimcha on Elul? Shouldn't we at least phrase it that we have this chodesh of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li? This chodesh that mi'eis nivchanu la'om is muchan s'fiyayta d'shmaya. A kirvas alaykim, a fiyayta d'shmaya. And I once met a younger man, and he told me something I found very enlightening, that really explained to me why we can't make Elul work. He says, don't say the word Elul. It's a very depressing word. Why? Because we know what Elul is. We've been a Torah. But what do we do with it? How do we make it L'maisa? We think about the Molag Elul. You know, I once saw from the Arizal that Tshuva is Tainis, Sakva, Eifa, Bechi, Hesbid. That's what Elul was. And the more you learn about Elul, the more depressed you become. You look in the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, the way he describes Tshuva, depressing. It's really depressing. We are so vied from the Amolage Elul, from the Amolage Tshuva, and I think that's the problem. We don't have a Mahalach, we don't have a plan for these Yemei Elul. It comes Sukkot, we know what to do. Pesach, Shavuos, we know what to do. But how do we take Azach Chodesh and make it L'maisa? We're not expected to be like the other days, but the Chola Pach is epic. So I want to tell you a vart. It's not a vart, really. It's a mahalach. It's a very practical approach. It's a derech aliyah for these Yemei Aliyah. The Medrash says in Parshas Emor on the Pasuk Tikru b'chodesh shofar, types the Medrash b'chodesh hazeh tichachu maseichem. Uvachoidesh hazeh tishapru maseichem. The pasuk speaks about two different approaches: tishtachu maseichem and tishapru maseichem. My Rebbe Zangizan once typed, the message of this medrash is, it's true, there are two different mahalchim, there are two different approaches and two attitudes that a yid could take to this mitzvah nifla of tshuva. The first, and of course the most effective, is the chachu maseichem. A new person. I'm a new person. When you look in the Rambam, that's where, in Perek Beis and tshuva, that's where the Rambam touches it up. Ani acha ve'enei oisei ish, mishane maisav, to the extent that the Eibishter is made, that this is a different person. That's the pshat tichachu maseichem. A complete change. You're a different person. Like the Rambam says, a different name, a different mahus. That the Eibishter, the boichem levava, could be made, that this is not the same person. And the emphasis there were people in other dairis, and probably even in our dairis, tzaddikei olam, that lived a chodesh of tichachu maseichem. They were different people. People prabed tainesim, tainis dibur. But that's not for us. The Medrash is telling us there is one oifen, there is one derech aliyah in these yemei elul, in these yamim neflayim. It's a mahalach, a practical eitzah for all people, in all dairies, all ages, all madregas, in tafshin and tef, from the biggest tzaddik to the biggest rasha, and that's tishapu maseichem. And the lashon that he writes in the Sefer Torah Lamelech, lahalos es hamaisim hatoivim, ulahoisif bahem noya vehidur. V'hainu l'harchiv u'lahamik midoizav u'loizav hatoivoy. If you can't make a complete change, if you can't become a different person, become a better person. If you can't do chichu maseichem, but you could do shapru maseichem. Changes, improvement, another mitzvah, another chesed, daven with more kavana. And even if yesterday you came late to davening, but today is the chodesh of shapru maseichem, and today you have to come on time to davening. For two reasons, I would add. First of all, because it's Yemei Elul. This is what our life depends on. But I think there's another cheshvan, because today and this chodesh of Baleinu L'Toiva, it's easier to make changes. Because the Eibush Zaktsu, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, the Eibush Zaktsu, Umol Hashem Ulekecha, Es Levavcha, Ve'es Levav, that's the Mahus of Elul. That it's easier to daven better, it's easier to learn better, it's easier to be nizer in Shmiras HaLashon. If yesterday you spoke without thinking, today it has to be different. Because today, L'chol HaPachas, there has to be Shapru Maseichem. And again, it's the same Cheshbin. Because today, in this Chodesh, it's easier. The Siyata Deshmaya of Adam Mekadesh Atzmei Mi'at, like the Gemara in Yuma says, that's what this Chodesh is all about. And that's why we once said, although mitzvahs lav lahanes nitnu, but the mitzvah of tshuva is lahanes nitnu. The mitzvah of tshuva, the chodesh of Elo, is the biggest bracha we have, is the greatest glick we have. And like Fetishkach, look in Rabbeinu Yoina in the Sefer Shari Tshuva, the classic Sefer that speaks about tshuva. Look at the way he begins. Look at his first words in Shar Aleph Perig Aleph, the Akdama to the Sefer about tshuva. His lashon is min hatoivos ashehetiv Hashem yizbarach in bria. We look at tshuva, we're scared of tshuva, we get depressed from Elul. But he looked at it as the biggest chesed. And the chayadam in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, b'yahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Ama Yisrael, here b'lehetiv v'yisanu. He benched us, he gave us. And what is that? That's the mitzvah of tshuva. And this, I think, is this we could all stell sich zu. We can't chalish by the Seder. We can't chalish in Chodesh Elul. We're not like the Amalek fish that haben gezittert in Chodesh Elul. But at least we could phrase it. At least we could be besimcha from the toivus hasheheitiv Hashem oisonu, from this chesed that's called Elul. We could apply what the Gemara says, Kol shana sherasha mitchilosai izmes hasheres b'seifa. And that's the etzah of shapu maseichem. If you can't become a different person, become a better person. And you know, when I saw this, when I heard this, and I probably heard this almost every year, I was thinking, it's a good idea, but the Maisa, the Arizal Taitis Tshuva, Taini Sat Va'eva, V'chi Hesed, and here we just say, Shapu Maseichem. And then, just yesterday, I found the Pelayoyit, and I don't have to tell you the Kedusha of the Pelayoyit, it's not for now, but each word is Min HaShamayim, the Tzadikim say. And when he speaks about tshuva, it's such a mitzia, it's dvar mesam chaylev. He writes the following: Ukvar omru mishem harizal she'amacha oisim b'doyres halalu. The little we do in these doyres choshev harbe k'may she'osu b'doyres harishoinim ki gavra haklisa. So it hit me. The same harizal that types tshuva tain esak ve'efa b'chi hesved. The same Arizal says that it depends on which door you're in. And if you're in the door of Tumah, then the ma'at that we do, that's tshuva. And of course, the Pelayoyit adds, Achat betenai shekol asher b'kocheinu la'aseis yasu, you have to try your hardest. And let me interpret that. Let me apply that l'maisa. In Tovshin Nun Tes, the Eibishter does not expect us chichu maseichem. But he does expect us shapru maseichem. The Eibishter doesn't expect us to faint when we hear the kol kairav elul, but he does expect us to phrasech in the chodesh of elul, to use the chodesh v'simcha, the chodesh that lahamis that was given as our biggest brach, as our biggest hatzlacha, and that's shapru maseichem. You know, imagine a person has a one-day shopping spree. He could take whatever he wants. Or a one-day vacation. I will chap around. One day, he wouldn't waste a second. And that's what Elul has to be. Each day is necessary. Each day is important. Not to look at it as a chodesh Elul, but take each day and realize the school of each day. Or take each davening and each tefillah. Shapu Maseichem. Make a change. Say Slach Lanu with a little more feeling. If you didn't come on time till now, come on time. If you said the first Bracha Chalilu without Kavana, now is the time. Because now is the Siyata Dishmaya. If you didn't think before you spoke in the rest of the year, Chap Arayim the Bracha that the Eibishter is cleaning us, is cleansing us, is giving us a Taharas Haleiz. When you wash Negavas every morning and you say Moida Ani, trust me, you could say Moida Ani that the Eibishter gave us a Chodesh Elul. An Elul that's Kirvas Aleikim, that's Siyata Dishmaya, that's full of Hatzlach and Bracha. Because every day in Elul is a day of Kol Shana they feel poor in the beginning. That's our Hatzlach Agant Yor. Now, one person, Avshalom Mebrev, does all Zayin Gezunt. He types the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Bris Kurusa, that if someone says you'd give him midas shel rachmim, einem chayzer sreita. That when you say you give him midas shel rachmim, the Eibishter Zichur will listen and will accept the Yigimel midas. So he gave a very amusing muscle, but I heard it from probably 15 years ago, and so liknach in the vein. I still feel the impact, the roshim, because it was very Gezunt ogetites the Gemara. And he said a person owed a lot of money to the mafia. And I told him he has, 3 hours to pick a Beis HaKvaris. He's finished. But for some reason they said, you know what, we have to give you an ultimatum, one choice. If in the next month you learn 500 blot Gemara, we'll spare your life. So he described in detail how that person used that money. I remember the way he said it. He stayed up and his feet were in cold water, and he sent his wife and kids on vacation to sit and burn, because every blot Gemara, a chunk of the chayv went off. And he was in Pashat, he was in Sakanas Nefashat. And every blot Gemara, he felt he's coming closer to life itself. And you can imagine how hard he worked, and certainly he completed the mission, because each blot, each omit, each word was a step closer mimavas l'chayim. And he said, that's really what the Gemara is telling us. We say at Gimel Midas Shodachimim, starting from Rosh Hashanah and this Eretz Yemei Tshuva, each one chops away a chunk of our chayiv, a chunk of our veyos that really are so dangerous to our ruchnius. And then he spoke about the importance haka of saying the Gimel Midas with kavana. We say it so often, but there's a bris kruusa she'enam chayzos reikam. It's a very possible, but a very, very marvel diketaych to use each one, because each one is chopping away and is diminishing our staggering chayv to the Eibishter. And Aga, that's a good halacha l'maisa to use when you say the Gimel Midas. But I think we could use the same thing in these Yemei Elul. Kedala mechirashim dafaknu delasecha. I'm not choshed anybody for doing averis, but if Rabbeinu Nissim Goyin said that his averis are too many to count, so we have to at least be choshed we have averis. How do we go through Rosh Hashanah? How do we cry miyichim miyomis if we don't have an elul that brings us to that lichtigkeit of Rosh Hashanah? The etzah is to use each day, to use each seder, to realize another good seder, not to look at it like one elul and basically I'm okay, but the etzah is to use each day, each seder, each davening, to daven with more kavana. Not chalila to be nervous, that's not Yiddishkeit. That's not what elul is, to be nervous and tense. Rabbi Saul once saw someone and he didn't look happy, so he goes, Abid, was is? So he said, to elul, to elul. So Rabbi Saul said, Ich darf nicht leiden, to leave dein elul. To give all the good lessons. A person doesn't have to walk around nervous and no time for anybody in elul. But simcha. Simcha that we have another day in El, another day that the Eibishter is so close to us. And that Shapu Maseichem, feel accomplished, feel the challenge of each Seder, of each davening. You know, we learn halachas, but sometimes we just don't absorb the message. The Shita of the Goyin and other Paiskim is that we say Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur. The Minhag Olam is not to, but that's the Goyin Shita. Why? Because hopefully the schus of that mitzvah will be machriya, the kaf schus. So we don't even go weiter. But let's stop and think for one second. What does that mean? Kiddush Levana? Did we ever think that Kiddush Levana will decide Chaim and Moves? Did we ever think like that? But you know something the Goyin did? Because the Goyin knew what another mitzvah b'shleimus is. I saw from the stipler that on came these days, he would write a prizbal, even on the second time, to be yoytza the Rav Shechon Aruch Shita. A chumran. And it was amazing to me, writing a prizbal to be yoytza chumran these. But you know, that shapu maseichem. Another hiddur, another mitzvah. Don't look at it like one big day, one big 40 days that's overwhelming. But Shapu Maseichem, yes, it's possible that this Seder that means you learn with Hasmada, that's important by the Eibishter. It's this Tefillah, it's Kiddush Levana that can make a difference. It's writing a prizbal to be Yoytza, a Shita of the Rav Shulchan Aruch. A person has to live these days with a Cheshbin. And this is really the Makkah of our Medar, the Makkah of our Medina. A person was so busy, a person is so fatracht We're running, running, running. Even if in yeshiva, but you're running, you're running. And nobody has time to think. I want to ask my Rebbe Zayin Gesund, why is it we see from the Amola Getshuvos how people were different? And today, why can't we make an El of Yizdaf Zayin? Why can't we have a Rosh Hashanah of Yizdaf Zayin? So he told me, a mensch is nish mitzich. A person is never with menucha, is never with the yeshiva das. Yeshivas krochim, kasha was his lashon, the behola, the tumble of the goy yeshivelt. A person is busy, he's running, yeshiva. But a person is nish mitzich. And he told me something so remarkable, I don't think he ever said this again. But we were talking for a long time, so he probably lost himself. And he said, you should know, the time I had in davening, when I was in the shtetl in Europe, when I was a young child, the time I had in a Shabbos, in a shtetl, I never had again. All the years, I got older, and I knew more what davening is, and more what a Shabbos is, but the time I had in a davening, and he said, the time I had in a Shabbos, from the shtetl, I never ever experienced again. And he told me, what's that? It came Erev Shabbos, the stores closed, and Yidin, Pashas the Yidin sat and said, Shir Hashirim. It was Menuch. It was Yishev Adas. People did things. They weren't running. There wasn't the phone and the beeper and the cellular and clicks. Person, it's Shabbos. We got to get ready. Rosh Hashanah, it's davening. They didn't just run and jump into the car, put on the radio, slam the brakes, run into shul, run out of shul. But a person lived with menucha. And he said, that's the problem. That's why we don't have an el. A mensch is nish mitzich. And that's so emes lamita. If we would think the opportunity of el, if we would think the bracha in el, if we would have the hergish, that even a kiddush levana could make a difference, it would be different. But that's the problem of behola. That's the problem of tumul. And then he says, you know what the shtetl was? I'll never forget this. I'll give you a mashal, he told me. It's like being in Ursraga. I'm just mashal. You don't see a goy. You don't have a tumul. A person is the menucha. And that was his mashal. That's when a person could feel elo. The emes is, it's true, the olam, most of the olam left. But maybe that makes the elo that much more meaningful and that much more productive. We have an Elul that is so important to us. Let's use it properly. Again, not chalil to be nervous or to be ba'atzvis. That's not what Elul is. But to be besimcha, that we have a chodesh that has so much opportunity. Because you have to realize, whether we realize or not, whether we have the seichel to realize, our whole osid, our atzlocha, our tavshin samach depends on this, these yemei elo. And this is my etzah to you in these yomim nifloim. If we can't do chachu maseichem, at least do shatu maseichem. Rabbi often says, probably every year he says the same thing with the same lashon, not to generalize. Don't say, I'm going to learn better, I'm going to daven better, I'm going to be about chesed. It has to be specific. It has to be detailed. Make kabbalas mamashiyas with his lashon. Choose a few things, two or three things. Things, not hard things. Things that are b'chadesh yasa. And that should be yishapru maseichem in this elo. Because once a person is going and he's changing, that's the bracha of Habala Tayyim Messiah Noisai. And it's hard to give eitzes because Loiri E. Zekeri is there for some that need a tikkun in davening to come on time to davening for Chodesh Elul, for some to learn Shmiras Haloshin, for some it's to think before you talk, for some it's to bench the Kavana. I heard from an aide Shmiya that I heard from Rav Shach Ben Gesund that it was during the Gulf War someone had the chutzpah to ask him what was the Rashiv in the Kabul as a takana, as a schus. So he said he was makabel to bench with a bench. And that's so much chachma. Because that's lamaisa. To say I'll become a Vilna Goyen is very nice. But what does it lead to? It's a bench, bench with a bench of Chodesh Elul. And you know something? From that Shatru Maseichem, I guarantee you, will be Chatru Maseichem. Imagine if for a whole month, 40 days, a person benches the Azaf design. So naturally, he'll continue. And next Elul, he'll have a different people. This is my Hatzafa to the Medrash. If we can't do Chatru Maseichem, it starts with Shatru Maseichem, but ultimately results in Chitru Maseichem. Rav Volbin Sefer gives an Eitzah. What should be the Eitzah for Elul? To say the first Pasuk in Krishna with Kavana. It's a Chachma. You need a Rav Volbin to suggest that, because we, young Bnei Torah, what's our Kabbalah for Elul? I'm going to daven like the Yisrael Yisrael Shavoida. I'm going to learn like the Goyin. I'm going to be a Baal Chesed like Yisrael Salanta. And you get an Ifa effort, but it amounts to nothing. There has to be small, practical, detailed Kabbalahs. Other I saw, I think, from Rav Segel Zichayin Levracha, the first Brach in Shemayin Esra should be said with Kavana. That's Shapru Maseichem, which inevitably leads to Chitru Maseichem. And there's one Eitzah that always, that's the Eitzah of Shavu L'chol Nefesh, to learn in Yonim that a Ma'oira person to Chshivas of this month, whether it's Sifrei Musa, Sifrei Kasidus, Sifrei Machshava, Kulam Kedoshah, the Iki is what's Ma'oira person, because that's the difference. Then a person is not another carbon to Bahala, to Tumul, because every day he starts off with an injection to the Hergish of the Yomim Nifloyim from the Groyskite of these Teg. Rabbi always says, the Chavetz Chaim like Zogin, the Gresedin v'Cheshbin is thus was Meleben on Acheshbin. And I was thinking how much more that's true in these days, the days of Cheshbin. We have to live with the Cheshbin. Not ba'atzvis, not with tenseness, but with Simcha Shel Mitzvah, another day of Kirvas Alekim. You know, Bacha once said, I hear the shmoozing, but I always forget. I'm human, I forget, what should I do? So I told him, besides the eights of learning Svarim, special Svarim, I said, look at the Seda Hayoim. How many reminders you have every single day? Tomorrow we start blowing Shofar. Why do we blow Shofar? Zok the Tur, the Heilige Tur, to remind us to do Tshuva. Ur Yishenim Mishinaskim. That's a reminder. And twice a day we say Davar Hashem Oiri, and we remember what Oiri is, Rosh Hashanah, and Yishi, our salvation, is Yom Kippur. Isn't that a reminder? And then it comes to Teresim Tshuva, and three times a day we say Zachreinu L'chaim, young Bachim, healthy Bachim, we say Zachreinu L'chaim, because we realize that Kedalim Uchurashim Dafaknu D'Lasecha. And over we have reminders. So how could we forget? How could we misuse these days? That's because when Nishmet Zich, a person does things mechanically out of Hergel, and doesn't think before he does something. The Alter writes, Behilus is Dafei Beis HaKvaris. Beautiful, brilliant. A person goes without thinking. You know, today the Matzav of our door is, Ein Lecha Odom Sheyesh Leisha. No one has a moment to himself. And he's walking in the street, he has to have a phone by him. Give yourself menucha, give yourself time to Zayin Mitzich. The Mesil Sharm writes so many places, it's the Ma'atis Boinness that makes the difference between a Tzaddik and a Rasha. If we can't do Chatru Maseichem, let us at least do Chitru Maseichem. We have so many reminders. This mokim is so much goyim. I often wonder, so why taka a yid, whether he's a ben Torah, whether he's a balabas? But in these next days, there's so many reminders. A person is drashus, shmuzin, shalashudis Torah. So how is it yitachim that a person doesn't change? He says twice that he loves Hashem Ayri. He hears the shofar. How is it possible that an el goes by and there's no change? I once saw a verse in the Chafetz Chaim, and he says the answer. Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Olikecha. Every Yid, Agansa Yar, and especially Elul, hears over and over Shuva Yisrael. So why doesn't that have an effect on his life? Because the only way it could work is if Chu Imachim Tvarim. If he takes something and makes it Lamaisa, he could hear a Heinz's Morgan. But if he doesn't make it Lamaisa, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, Ima Adam lo Yoiris Atmoi Maya Ilu Loi Hamusrim. And this is what I appeal to you as a Gute Chava. We're beginning now the most gebenchte Tkufa of the year, the most chashuv, the most important, the most crucial period of Agantiyar. Chu Imachim Tvarim. Not when you're walking, but give yourself time, his boininess. Think of a Kabbalah, maybe it's an Eitzah, a Tikkun in Torah, a Tikkun in Avodah and Davening, a Tikkun in Gemilas Chasadim. Specific, not general, something small. Make a Kabbalah. Make that your Shapur Maseichem of Elul Tavshin Nuntes. Because that will ultimately bring to the Chichu Maseichem of Tavshin Samach. Each day, live with the Cheshivas of these days, with the Siyata Dishmai, with the Kirvas Aleikim of these Gebens to Teg. Make this Elul, the Elul that you'll always remember, that it started Shapur Maseichem, but it resulted in Chichu Maseichem. Let me just be Messiah with a word I heard from Rasim Chashev Sechayin Levracha. He heard this from the Mashkiach, his Mashkiach, Bishol Yankiv Lubchansky, the Ranovich Mashkiach. He told the story of a king that came to a city, and there were signs all over that the king is coming and is granting anybody any request on this and this day. And the king came, Azam Melech Ohuv, Azam Melech Toiv, and he comes to the gate of the city, and no one came. He was surprised. He was expecting a Kabbalah's Panim. Nobody came. So he went to the place where he was staying. He thought there would be the Kabbalah's Panim. No one's there. The first day goes by. Again, nobody, not one person knocks on his door. The second day, the third day. And the king was so disappointed. I offered them Kol Tov, and nobody comes. Not one person in the whole city. Then he decides, that's it. He's giving one last chance, and he put up signs. Tomorrow is the last day. If you don't come, I'm leaving. So he's waiting for tomorrow, and again, in Koil Veinai, no one comes. And by now he's so frustrated, he starts leaving. And as he's leaving, the whole town comes out. Seis Chem L'Shalem, Zai Gizun King, thanks for coming. What a pachim pani. What a bizoyan atzim. Now you come, and you come to say goodbye. It's like in America to say, we hate to see you go, right? That's what they were saying. So Bishol Yankiv used to say, that's what happens all too often every Yom Kippur. Come to the end of Yom Kippur davening, the climax of these are Arboyim Yoyim, and what's Kamat, the last thing we say? Seven times we scream Hashem, Hu Elokim. What's shot in the halacha? So the Poskim say, because till now, Dirshu Hashem Bimasi, Karu B'Yoyfakar, till now the Eibishter was there. And now, Kaviyachol, the Eibishter is in B'Seichenu, he's with us. The whole days, the whole 40 days, he's so close to us. But now he's leaving, he's going up. So for each of the Shiva Rekiyim, we say Hashem Olekim, like goodbye. One Rekiyah, two Rekiyahs, three, until the Eibishter reaches the Shiva Rekiyim. So Bishol Yankiv used to say, what a bizarre. Adan Sefer Tzikteg, the 40 days of Anila Doidi, you don't think of the Eivishter. And now when he's leaving, you're saying, Teichem L'Shalom. And you know, almost every year I remember this verse when I say Hashem O'Lekim. And this year I remember it today. And that's what I want to tell you. That's what I want to leave you with today. We have 40 days that the Eivishter is with us. We have 40 days of Gevaldig Siyata D'Shemaya. 40 days that each day we have to say Moedan Ilefanecha, that we have as our bracha called Elul. Chu Imachem Dvorim. Make it Lamaisa. Make two or three Kabbalas and try to learn each day something that's Ma'ira. We need this Elul desperately. It's our biggest bracha. Chu Imachem Dvorim. Make it Lamaisa. And in the schus of Shapur Maseichem, that each Yid does his kleinikait, it adds up to a gewaldige schus for Klal Yisrael. And in that chus, we should all be zeicha taka to aksiv aksim etayva lanu lechol yisrael.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.